Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Learn to Think Using Riddles, Brain Teasers, and Wordplay. Develop a quick wit, think more creatively and cleverly, and train your problem-solving instincts. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1. I'm a puzzle that everyone loves not being able to solve. What am I? The answer, a riddle. Everyone loves a good riddle. A riddle is a little hard to define, but we all know one when we see it. It's typically a phrase or question that has some veiled or double meaning and which forces us to think really carefully about the answer. Riddles may seem like nothing more than child's play. The last time you answered one may have been in childhood, but riddles have a long and illustrious past. Riddles are a universal art found in all cultures and have been studied by linguists, anthropologists, theologists, and more to understand how and why human beings use these peculiar tales, questions, or puzzles. Want some proof? Here is a riddle mentioned in Greek antiquity. In other words, over 2,000 years ago, Ares sent the Sphinx from her Ethiopian homeland, the Greeks always remembered the foreign origin of the Sphinx, to Thebes in Greece, where she asked all passers-by the most famous riddle in history: which creature has one voice and yet becomes four-footed and two-footed and three-footed? She strangled and devoured anyone who could not answer. Oedipus solved the riddle by answering, "Man, who crawls on all fours as a baby, then walks on 2 feet as an adult, and then uses a walking stick in old age." By some accounts, but much more rarely, there was a second riddle. There are two sisters. One gives birth to the other, and she, in turn, gives birth to the first. Who are the two sisters? The answer is day and night. Both words, Humera and Nyx, respectively, are feminine in ancient Greek. Chapter 2, Situational Riddles. We'll start with a group of five riddles that have something in common. They are situational in nature. The puzzle lies in setting up a particular situation and asking what came before or what will come next. The situation is usually a little bizarre or inexplicable, with your task being to account for or explain the situation. These riddles are like a little glitch in our ordinary understanding of the world. To solve them, the listener typically has to question or unpick their own biases or conventions. As you read, try to look well beyond the obvious details and content of the riddle and into its underlying structure. Look at yourself thinking and ask what you're doing to best solve the riddle. Once you've solved it, ask again why you were stumped in the first place and what exactly allowed you to make the insight you did. Easier said than done. The man in the bar. A man walks into a bar and asks the bartender for a glass of water. The bartender then begins to search for something underneath the bar. Suddenly, he brings out a firearm and points it straight at the man. The man simply says, "Thank you," and immediately leaves. The question for the reader is, what happened? Let's attempt to completely clear our minds and look as closely as possible at this situation. By engaging in divergent, opening up thinking, we can start to expand our ideas not only of what potentially happens in bars, but about glasses of water and guns. We can then use induction and inference to tentatively make guesses about information we don't yet have. There is clearly more to this story that we don't yet see, but what could it be? Let's ask some questions. Chapter 3. More Complex Analytical Riddles. As you've seen, the kind of riddle we explored in Part 1 could be solved by switching perspective, questioning ordinary assumptions, and looking more closely at words, tools, or situations to find a hidden, overlooked aspect where the solution lies. These riddles are sometimes solved quickly in a flash of insight. You may or may not get them, but if you're stuck, it seldom makes it better to keep thinking. Our next group of riddles, however, requires a little more than a quick shift in perspective or a flash of insight. Instead, these riddles are all about carefully picking your way through details to arrive at a logical conclusion. The Riddle of Five Men. The riddle goes like this. Five men are walking together. It starts to rain, and so four of the men speed up and walk more quickly. The fifth man doesn't try to pick up pace, yet he stays dry. The other four men, however, get wet, despite trying to avoid it. The five men all arrive together at their destination at the same time. Immediately, you can tell that this puzzle will require a different set of intellectual tools than our previous riddles. Let's put away the lateral and creative thinking and instead bring out the analytical thinking. Remember the important aspects of this way of thinking. First, identification, then research, some inference, deduction or induction, determining relevance, and finally, curiosity. Let's begin by identifying the problem. It seems, on the surface, impossible that four men should get wet while the other doesn't, despite them seemingly moving more or less together. The puzzle seems to be, what is different about the fifth man, or what he is doing, that results in him not getting wet when the others did? Chapter 4, Brain Teasers. The next group of riddles is concerned again with analytical thinking and the work your brain has to do to unravel and tease out a solution from a string of complicated facts. The puzzles that follow rely less on flashes of insight or conceptual leaps and more on raw processing power. In solving them, you will become immediately aware of all the little cognitive shortcuts and assumptions your brain makes, and how these can actually stand in the way of you solving a problem quickly and efficiently. Like the Say My Name riddle, we're asked to look at the problem in a novel way. But in these riddles, there are a host of things we are invited to turn on their heads and look at more closely. Words and their meanings, the way we use tools, and our ordinary understanding of cause and effect. Again, as you read through each one, try to give yourself enough time to answer it before checking the answer. You may surprise yourself and solve it all at once after ruminating over a seemingly impossible puzzle for ages. The Dark Cabin. Let's begin with a riddle that teaches us to approach every new problem or puzzle with a completely fresh mind. Can we look at the riddles in our own life without any preconceived ideas, prejudices, or expectations at all? It's harder to do than you think. Sometimes when we face a challenge or a problem that requires our action, we automatically assume what kind of problem it is, and it's this assumption that narrows down the potential solutions we're willing to consider. The whole point of a problem is that we're unfamiliar with what we're seeing. Those who can truly appraise a puzzle with fresh eyes and no beliefs about the form the answer should take are far more likely to see the way out. Chapter 5, More Classic Brain Teasers. As you make your way through these riddles, you're likely learning new ways of seeing information, new mental tools, new ideas about how to approach the unknown. To simply think about the way you're thinking, metacognition, is already a giant leap. We'll soon look at many more riddles, but at the end of the book, we'll try to synthesize all the skills you may have gathered along the way. Riddles are fun, but they're even better when you imagine them as training for higher stakes, real-world problems after you close the book. What am I? Here's the next riddle. I don't have a voice, but I speak to you. I tell you all the things that people in the world do. I have leaves, but I'm not a tree. I have a spine, but am not a human. I have hinges, but am not a door. What am I? Even if you have never heard this particular riddle before, you may well recognize the tone and format. I have this, but am not a that. After the previous riddles, you may well have immediately spotted the way to solve this. The item has leaves, a spine, and hinges, only not in the ordinary way. It speaks, but not in the usual way. This tells us that the riddle relies on a simple word game. Can we think of other unexpected meanings or uses for leaves, spines, and hinges? Can you think of one single item that has all three of these things, but not in the expected way? The answer might be obvious to bibliophiles. It's a book. You may have also guessed an encyclopedia. We solve the riddle by searching our mental databases for the one item that possesses all these characteristics, understanding that the concept is a little different from the more standard one. A dog crosses a river. Chapter 6, Context Riddles. Our final section will take a look at those brain teasers that rely heavily on us being able to change the lens, cognitively speaking. In much the same way as we needed to understand that the bankrupted man was only playing a game of Monopoly, the following riddles can only be solved when we try to work backward from the problem, asking ourselves, what set of circumstances would make the details we're hearing make sense? This last batch may inadvertently strengthen your reverse engineering mental muscles, allowing you to assume that the facts you're given are correct and to try to work out exactly how they could be so. Like an engineer taking apart a lamp that works to see how it does, we can slowly work out what initially seems strange or mysterious to us. Stolen goods. Bearing the above in mind, let's jump into the next riddle. Remember to constantly check your assumptions, suspend any expectations, and simply look at the facts you're faced with. You might even find that the less you try to figure it out, the easier it is to do. The riddle goes like this. A woman goes into a big store and piles a shopping cart to the brim with things. Without paying for the items, she then leaves the store, and nobody attempts to stop her or call the police. The question is, how did the woman get away with it? What happened here? Let's gather up all the facts we can about this riddle. We're told the woman is in a store, that she fills her cart with things, leaves without paying, and nothing happens. Again, your mind may immediately start trying out certain outlandish solutions. Maybe the woman was looting a mall during a zombie apocalypse, and there simply was no surviving human around to see her. Maybe she'd entered a strange game show where she was allowed to keep the items she could put into her cart in 1 minute. Or she had... Chapter 7, Language and Word Riddles. In a sense, every riddle is a language riddle, and indeed, many of the riddles we've looked at already may not translate well to other languages, simply because the word tricks no longer work. The final few riddles we'll consider in this book are explicitly language-based riddles, so there's a priming clue for you already. As you read through them, try to recall how you've solved similar puzzles in the past. Remember, most importantly, that almost all riddles are not quite what they seem, and are usually solved in a wholly unexpected way. How do we get good at expecting the unexpected? That's a riddle in itself. The egg riddle. Let's dive right in. How can you drop a whole raw egg onto a concrete floor without cracking it? Looks simple, huh? But luckily, you've developed an arsenal of cognitive problem-solving tricks at your disposal. You already know that it's no use to sit and think of all the hundreds of ways you could protect a fragile egg from smashing as it hits a hard floor. In fact, some of you may have even had to figure this out at school as part of science class. For our purposes, imagine that the riddle explicitly states, without any padding, protection, nifty rubberized cage add-ons, or a complicated set of pulleys attached to four mini drones. No, the solution doesn't lie there. You've already been given a clue that this is a language-based problem, so it probably pays to read the whole riddle again, being careful to really look at the words and how they are used. You can already guess that in all normal circumstances, an egg will crack on a hard concrete floor. Read the question again. As it happens, this riddle is... Chapter 8. Making sense of riddles to become a better problem solver. Many people will hear a tricky riddle and shrug after a few minutes, demanding to know the answer. In some ways, riddles are indeed just a waste of time and a silly thing kids do, not much more sophisticated than a joke list of 1,001 animal crackers and the like. But in another way, riddles can show us something interesting if we can rein in our impatience and only look, not at the riddle, but at ourselves and how we're thinking. It's difficult to maintain this strange perspective, the one in which the focus of our awareness is not the content of the problem itself, but the very tools we're using. But it's essential if we are to ever learn to master and improve these skills. Riddles may certainly seem overly simplistic on the surface, but this is a virtue if we remember that this simplicity allows us to more easily see the workings of our own minds when we approach such riddles. Sometimes it takes something seemingly simple and obvious to show us what is actually rather complicated. Having gone through the riddles in this book, you've likely developed your own set of mental schemas, models, and intellectual tools along the way. They are all transferable skills, if we make the effort to transfer them. Before we conclude this book, let's consider not only the concrete tools we've developed, but practical ways we can use these skills in real life, with problems and puzzles you're likely to encounter every day. A list of all the right questions. If you care about a problem or a tricky situation, take the time to unravel and analyze it carefully, bit by bit. Don't assume your brain will always run off and solve it correctly by itself. This has been Learn to Think Using Riddles, Brain Teasers, and Wordplay. Develop a quick wit, think more creatively and cleverly, and train your problem-solving instincts. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Patrick King. Production copyright by Patrick King. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.